Rodgers was going to be, and we saw that yesterday. He gets a pat on the back. 6 for 93, 15 and a half yards his average, targeted 9 times. You see what I'm getting at? It's what I thought at the beginning of the season and in the training camp. Getting Sanders, what did I say, Jordan, you remember? A little pat on the back here. What did I say? I thought it was going to help Traquan Smith. Because now Traquan, you just go focus, your 4 to 6 catches, your ball's in the game, boom. That's all you need to do. And he can grow and take his time doing that. And look, he was asked this yesterday. And he was being honest. Drew Brees mentioned it in the Packers game that Traquan Smith's playing the role of Michael Thomas from the routes to everything. And it's a lot. And he was asked, not that you don't want Michael Thomas to play, but did he view this as an opportunity to show Sean, show Drew, show everyone that he can play and that he can be depended on?
Yeah, definitely. But I say this about, you know, the NFL, you know, it's always the next man up. So you got to be prepared, you know, to prepare to take your opportunity when your opportunity is presented to you. But, you know, it's nothing like having Mike back on the team. You know, the chemistry is way different. You know, the offense is different. And we love to see him back. You know, it's a team game. You know, you can't win the game by yourself. It's a team game. We love to have him back in the offense when it's possible.
Smith was asked if he's felt he's grown over the last few weeks, getting more opportunities.
I felt like there's a lot of weight on my shoulders to, you know, help fill in for Mike. But now, you know, I got really comfortable with it, and I feel that I really, really know the offense now. You know, knowing Mike's position, which I never played before. So I definitely grew. I definitely grew up the last couple games.
And again, I mentioned getting Sanders going. I thought it'd be important for him. He was asked about what it was like to see Drew and Sanders start to grow their connection.
Oh, man, I'm definitely happy because when they get going, it makes me want to get going and, you know, participate and make plays. It's just, you know, kind of was frustrating because we didn't have the time, like, you know, OTAs to, you know, get the timing down with Drew. And that's a big thing with Drew, you know, his timing, his anticipation. So, you know, once they got going, I knew it was going to be something special. And just to show you, when they're on the same page, like, hey, when we all on the same page, look what our offense can do.
Again, to me, what I thought was important was that game ceiling catch. So big for him, right? You saw those two hands around the football there, Jordan. He was not going to let that ball go, and he took a hit.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that was probably the biggest play of the day. Definitely, we really needed the first down, and Drew trusted me and threw me the ball, and I came down with it. So by far, that was kind of like the biggest play. It kind of like iced the game for us, you know, to secure the win.
Were you the primary on that, Traquan?
Yes. Yes, I definitely was the primary. We worked on it multiple times in practice, so yeah, I was with the primary receiver on that one.
Sean Payton on the play of Traquan Smith.
I agree with you. I thought he was outstanding today. He made some contested plays in real big situations. The third down that he catches in that last drive, I mean, that was significant.
Indeed. So these are the things that stood out to me. The play of Traquan Smith. Sanders, pat on the back as well. And man, any other day, I'm giving the O-line / running back room a game ball. You know I've been saying this. Adjust a little bit. You got to use your backs effectively. What did I say? Use the backs effectively in the air and on the ground. A little ground and pound to help you with the check down for the touchdown, Jordan. Right? 42 carries, 164 yards. Kamara, 16 for 83, a touchdown. Latavius Murray, 14 for 64, 2 touchdowns. Alvin Kamara, love what he had to say after the game. He wants more of this. He likes this style.
Man, I think we want to do that every week. We got the best O-line, I think, in the league. And, you know, when those guys get going, it's hard to stop them. You know, not just kept going to Sean, like, man, make them stop it. Make them stop it. That's just what I'm thinking in my head because, you know, when we get going, when our room is in – talking about the running back room, when we get going behind that O-line, I mean, it's hard to stop. You know, I think today was a good show.
I want this every week, baby. What are you grinning about?
best O-line in the league when they're healthy.
Well, hey. Hey, why are you throwing shade on him? You're throwing shade on him.
No, that wasn't shade. I was just correcting him.
Unbelievable. Kamara, a little pride in that run game.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think my tone and my message to our room every week is, you know, make it run through us, make it flow through us, make the game flow through us. So, you know, make Sean give us the ball. And, you know, when we're getting the ball and we're going and we're moving how we want to move and we're getting positive yardage and the O-line is feeling it, I think it's hard to stop us and it's hard to stop our offense. And then, not to mention Drew on point, putting the balls where they need to be at, Sean on point, calling plays. It's poetry.
Does Sean get a pat on the back, Jordan? I think he does.
He does. I like think he does.
It was
calling.
A very good game plan and a very good
way
play
better.
Call, right? But you heard Alvin there. He's like, we got to make Sean give us the ball. He knows. He knows. He's been here long enough. We've all seen it, right? A couple carries early in the game of two. That's it. Abandoned the run game. But he has it this season. I think it's something that I said in the offseason they needed to do. Kamara was asked, is this a launching point for the offense to get going now? We're going to see good old Saints offense of old.
Yeah, I mean, just allude back to it earlier this week, a question that I got about Drew, you know, and a game like this will shut everybody up, just like I said. So he was on point. I'm never worried about that. It's nothing that I got to, like, award Drew for, you know, being Drew. I mean, I say it every year. It's Drew Brees. Like, it's not much to say. He's as advertised. So he did a good job today. You know, we were able to get our offense going. Sean was on point. We got a big win.
You know, it's incredible, too, when you take a look at the run game and you look at the average. Kamara, 4.4. Murray, 4.6. Overall, as a team, 3.9. But you got some good blocking. And it was funny because Tre'Quan Smith's talked about this before, and Sean Payton's talked about this. And one of the things that Tre'Quan's really good at is blocking in the run game. Alvin Kamara, he was asked about the play of Emmanuel Sanders and Tre'Quan Smith, Jordan, in the passing game. Listen to how interesting his answer is, because it had nothing to do with the air.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even going to talk about the catches they had. I mean, they were out there blocking their ass. And, I mean, that's something that they take pride in, I think. Even Emmanuel, like, Sean was kind of messing with him about, can he block? And, I mean, he showed it. He was out there taking pride in that. And then, I mean, just going on to what they do, you know, what their job description is, catching the balls, big catches when we need them. I mean, they were doing what they had to do. It's what I expect. Like, I'm just out there hyped. You know, I'm happy to see it, but it's what I expect. So it's not a surprise.
Ooh, out there blocking their butts off, Jordan. Huh?
I like it.
You know what I like, too? Kamara says, we just getting started, baby.
I think it's the most thing we've been in, but we still got to get better. It's not perfect. It's not where we want to be. It's a stepping stone. We were able to get a win, so that feels good. But, you know, it's still so much more that we need to get better at, so much more that we need to clean up. So it's not – I mean, I'm happy we got a win, but I'm not satisfied at all, I think there's so much more that we can do. So that's what we're going to do, go watch the film, get it cleaned up, do what we got to do and work and get ready for Monday.
I feel like I'm not doing the show a justice. I feel like I should be, you know, on you a little bit more.
Why? What are you talking about?
Because you were such a negative, a Debbie Downer.
Who?
You.
When?
This weekend.
I know what you're talking
yesterday.
About.
Yesterday.
No clue what you're talking
doom
about.
Doom and gloom.
I was not doom and gloom.
I was
appropriately jiffing the current situation.
Little.
No.
Chicken Little.
No, Chicken
the
Little.
Sky is falling.
It was falling. They were down 14-0. I wasn't Chicken Littling nothing.
Mr. Hindsight.
No some hindsight. Might say. No, what are you talking about? The sky had completely collapsed and
12
fell.
Minutes after kickoff.
And they were down 14-0.
You are the curse.
I'm not the curse. What are you talking about? I reverse cursed. Once I dropped the A-bomb, Jif, and I did the panic button, Jif, they started to score. Reverse curse.
Mr. Hindsight.
No hindsight, nothing. It's incredible.
Who you would have thought that you put up the panic button in the studio.
Nope. But again, I was appropriately jiffing what was going on during that game.
Nope.
One play on Saints offense, and they were down 14-0.
Stop backtracking.
I'm not backtracking anything. I'm telling you the reason I sent you those GIFs, because it was over. You're sitting there going, oh, my goodness. Everyone at that moment, they're in a Saints fan watching that game. that was like, oh, well, that's not going to be the season we thought, huh?
Well, the,
I don't even want to hear it. You can call all you want, but I would need proof. I need proof if you're going to call the show and say, I had no doubt down 14-0, we're going to come back and win.
Well,
I had no doubt.
If you've been keeping up.
I want to know.
If you've been keeping up with the Detroit Lions.
Right.
The Detroit Lions earned a dubious distinction of being the first NFL team to lose six straight games in which it led by double digits.
Wow.
And guess what?
Wow.
And guess what? They're playing the Falcons in a couple weeks.
Oh, no. Battle of chokers.
That was going to be interesting.
Who will give up the game? That will be a tie. Six straight games?
Six straight games where they led by 10 or more.
So what you're telling me is if I'd have known that, I would have just been able to relax and just been like, we're good.
If you would have done your homework,
if I'd have done my homework. Okay. Well, see, that's contributing to the show.
Thank you, Gus.
It's about time you have, but that is contributing to the show. That's good.
I see a text from one Todd Graffanini.
Mm-hmm.
Get him.
Again, if there is a Saints fan out there that legitimately can prove that they were okay down 14-0 with the Saints offense having run just one play.
Obviously you weren't.
I was just appropriately jiffing what I saw. Right down the field like hot butter, the Lions off down 7-0. First play from scrimmage, Breeze backed up a tip. Oh no, pick. Right down the pass interference, Anzalone, first and goal in the end zone, Lions 14-0. I'd even got to the second sip of my beer yet. 14-0. You are lying to me if you're out there going,
I had
all the time and we're coming right back.
You were lying to me.
Oh, there
see
you
what
go.
I did there?
800-998-1003. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. How did Vegas do this weekend? Were there any upsets out there? Huh? I think some lines. I don't think the Bucks covered, huh? They did win 31.
What a disappointing college game with Auburn and Georgia. Did you see that one?
No, but the way you just said that, were you,
No, I wasn't.
Did you have a little wager?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because the way you just
Seriously, I didn't.
All right, just making sure. Sports Takeover continues next. It's your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Ever walk in the kitchen late at night and there's T. Roach? He's a tough bayou bug, so he don't run. He just stares at you, knowing he's got hundreds of hungry buddies around your house ready to take his place when he's gone. Luckily, we have Terminix and local experts Dan and Billy Foster ready to rid your home or business of pests, from nasty roaches to destructive termites. Call for a free inspection.
So call those bayou boys. They'll get you Terminix tough.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengill with the Sports Hangover. If you're suffering from low T, you don't have to accept it. Get back to feeling your best with Men's Total Health. Did you know the effects of low testosterone are not only physical? You would be surprised at how hormone imbalance can affect your daily life, emotionally, sexually, and even sleep patterns. Irritable, bad mood, can't concentrate, can't remember things. Hormone balance can help you be your best self, improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590. To schedule an appointment today.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's Workplace Readiness Team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. Schedule your workplace readiness assessment by calling 850-6214 or visit tgmc.com.
No. Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003. Bottom of the hour, we'll open up the phone lines again. We'll talk about the Saints' defense. Are you convinced they're going to be good enough? Did you see improvement against the Lions? We'll touch on that after we speak, as we do on Monday and Fridays, with Rafael Esparza. Mr. Vegas, sir, how are you?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Are we having a hurricane watch party Friday or what? What are we doing?
Probably won't be here, so I will probably think of you in spirit.
Okay. Tropical Storm Delta. Going to keep an eye on it the rest of the week here as well. Let's start out with the college ranks over the weekend. LSU gets to win 41-7. We both thought the 20 points were a lot. The Tigers showed up to play, though, and was that impressive for you?
That was Vanderbilt. Okay. I mean, so it's not like okay. It was too... I was more encouraged with their offense. I mean, putting up 41. I liked the under as well, and that one was a nice win. But, hey, in order to forget about a bad loss, you always need a cupcake on your schedule, and they just got one.
Okay. What about Arkansas and Mississippi State? Was that surprising?
Yes. I mean, you would tell me more how surprising that was for Arkansas. Anything? I mean, Mississippi State, they were the Kool-Aid flavor of the month coming in. What they did at Baton Rouge, so and then they're only putting up 14 points. I think that was probably more unbelievable than anything else. It was just a lack of offense that they could. I mean, Costello, granted, he threw for 300 plus yards, but he didn't look like no Heisman candidate he did against that LSU defense.
Right. Well, it's interesting because I believe Arkansas next week, and yeah, the 3 o'clock game against Auburn. The Auburn Tigers have not looked good so far to me this season. Even though they got a win last week, I get it. But they lost 27-6 in that game. Gus Malzahn's supposed to be his offensive genius. 6 points? Six?
Yeah. And they're only 16-point favorites. So let's say maybe Auburn only loses by a touchdown or something. This is a solid 20 maybe because Auburn's at home in Arkansas. But, yeah, the 16.5, this was kind of mind-boggling. But this is what 2020 looks like when you look at SEC football when Auburn's only pretty much 2 touchdowns over Arkansas.
All right, you know what? I just need 10 seconds here. Bama's Bama, right? 52-24, Mac Jones, 435 yards, 4 touchdowns. Bama's flipping Bama again, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, they just keep – I mean, you know what? Their defense is a little bit more – explosive okay. than the last couple of years. So I have to give them props on the D, even though Texas A&M put up 24. But, I mean, A&M's offense is no joke. So, yeah, it's Bama.
Number 9 in all the country going into that game, the Texas Longhorns. They lose 33-31. Tom Herman in trouble?
I don't know if he's in trouble. I mean, it's going to be really, really hard unless you're an NFL coach that's 0-3, 0-4, 0-5, 0-6, or a college football coach that's just horrible. You have 2020 as your excuse. So
okay.
It's going to be hard to fire a Texas head coach in 2020. Now, unless they don't win any more games of only 2 W's, then, of course, that's totally different. But it's just going to be hard to fire a coach right now.
All right, let's do rapid fire here, sir, in the NFL on what we saw yesterday. 2 games tonight, Patriots, Chiefs, Falcons, Packers. That is what we will wrap up with. Saints and Lions, what did you learn yesterday from the black and gold win?
That their defense gave up 29 points to the Lions. I mean, yeah, it was a nice victory. It come from behind, down 14-0. But it was, I mean, you're supposed to beat the Detroit Lions. So nothing really impressed me. I thought they were going to win that game. I thought it could have been interesting if Michael Thomas didn't play, which, I mean, the score kind of looks like it was interesting, but it really wasn't. And if you look at the box score, you would think the Saints won by 2 touchdowns or more. So the box score, don't believe all what you're reading on numbers, 35-29. I think the Saints held their own the whole game.
I am ready to put them in the playoff run, baby. Bengals 33-25. They get 505 yards of offense. More importantly, Joe Burrow only was sacked once. You do that. All he did was for the third straight game, first NFL rookie in NFL history to throw for 300 yards or more in 3 straight games. He's impressive, man.
He is. I mean, it's going to be a battle of rookie quarterbacks. These two are going to be labeled because I'm sorry, the Chargers quarterback continues to impress me week after week as well. I think he's going to get more plugged than Joe Burrow because Joe Burrow's in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, they played the Jaguars. Of course he only got sacked once.
What about this one? How surprising was this? The Browns. Now, we knew going into this game, and it's been a storyline, right, how bad the Cowboy defense has been. They gave up 49 to the Browns after battling back and getting close because this was a blowout early, Rafael. This was 31-14 early at halftime, And then the Cowboys put up 24 in the fourth quarter. Dak Prescott, 502 yards. He threw for 58 times. What's going on in Dallas? They're 1-3. Cleveland's 3-1.
Well, you call it the Alice Cowboys because you cannot put D at that name. You can't say Dallas because it starts with D and they don't have one.
I see what you did there.
I would just call them that. Their defense is horrible. I mean, the Browns, Baker Mayfield got his juju bag. He's been throwing all over the place. They look happy. Odell Beckham will look happy the whole game. He throws a touchdown pass. This Browns team, if they continue to play happy in that finger point, they can make some noise in the AFC.
It was a long trip. It was the same result. Seahawks 4-0, 31-23 over the Dolphins to drop to 1-3. Russell Wilson, 362 TDs.
Yeah, but I'm more disappointed at this. All the games that flew over, really only a half a point. I was just asking for a half a point in this game, 31-23. But thank you, Russell Wilson. You can throw for one more touchdown, please. Jeez.
Raphael, do you have any lines on Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson as in the race for the MVP in the NFL?
We'll put up MVP odds after tonight's two games and we'll adjust them. Last time, the money continues to come in on Russell Wilson. And I blame the public or the TV media saying he's never gotten a vote for an MVP. He's never won it. So I think that's a lot of that money comes in for media. But if Patrick Mahomes goes 60-0 or just keeps on doing it, I mean, there's no way they don't give it to him.
All right, the Buccaneers came back. They needed 24 points in the second half. They were down 17 to the Chargers, who are 1-3. But, man, they could have beaten the Chiefs, couldn't close. They could have beaten the Bucs, couldn't close. So it's a pretty good game that I think is going to come up here on Monday night, Saints and Chargers. But the Buccaneers, 38-31, Tom Brady, 5 TDs, threw for 46 times.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised these quarterbacks are going to be, like, starting pitching the next day, just arm wrapped up in ice the way they're flinging it around. But Chargers, 31 points against a pretty good Tampa Bay defense. If you're the Saints, you better be not just watch this film not once but twice, because your defense has not impressed me still, because you let the Lions and Matthew Stafford score some points.
Yeah, I mean, again, they were up 17 points. I'm like, oh, my, that made me a little nervous at the time. Ravens over the Washington football team, 31-17, Washington 1-3, Ravens 3-1.
Yeah, everyone go, oh, Baltimore's back. No, they played Washington. They're not back.
They're back,
come
baby.
On. Give
yes.
They played Washington.
Speaking of perhaps a little too soon to hype, are the Cardinals one of those teams? They're now 2-2. They lose on the road 31-21 to the Panthers. The Kitty Cats get 276 in the air from Teddy B. Two touchdowns for him. More about the win by Carolina, more about this loss by the Cardinals.
I think it's the loss by the Cardinals because, let's face it, the Cardinals were huge bets for total season wins, maybe winning the division. I mean, everyone thought they're going to make the playoffs, so it's all about the Cardinals. And here you go, their defense is not looking well as well. Panthers, I think the Panthers, they're playing just pretty much on borrowed time. I mean, good job for them, 31 points at home. I like it.
Yeah, all right. Well, over in Houston, Minnesota wins on the road, 31-23. Texans fall to 0-4. Bill O'Brien's supposed to be this offensive dude. He's the head of football operations. Again, I even text people that do sports talk shows in Houston. How is he still the head coach of the Houston Texans?
I don't know. I mean, the Jets coach is still there. If the Falcons get blown out, if he's still there, maybe Bill O'Brien would be the first head coach to be fired. He was plus 450 to be the first head coach to be fired. I can't believe that they're 0-4. I mean, granted, they've had a brutal, brutal schedule, but I'm sorry, 0-4 is still 0-4. He needs to go.
And look, and you gave Watson a massive contract, right? I mean, that's a lot of money to give, and you made a boneheaded – well, I mean, you didn't get along with your star receiver, traded him. That was very public. And so I just think there's a lot going on in that area of town. Giants, yikes, they're 0-4. Rams 17-9, they win there in L.A. I was surprised by the point total here. There was a brawl in the game. It wasn't a pretty game to watch at all.
No, it wasn't. And I made Jalen Ramsey MMM Octagon fight versus Tate minus $3 because Ramsey would crush him. But, yeah, it was just a weird – I mean, 17-9 in 2020 NFL, that's – change the channel. There's other games of putting touchdowns on the board.
I tell you what, another game you would have flipped on was – 19-11 Jordan, the Colts over Jordan Chicago Bears.
No, Nick Foles,
I thought things
Chicago
were supposed
Bears.
To like fly high. Now you had Foles 3 points in the second.
Told you it wouldn't.
8 points in the fourth. That's it.
Yeah, another one that it started off good when they did the national anthem, but when the players got on the field, it was a snooze fest. I changed the channel on this. It was horrible. They should have moved this time frame to like maybe at midnight, so I would have been sleeping, so I wouldn't have to watch this.
Oh man, Buffalo. What's up with them? They are 4-0, 30-23. They win at Las Vegas. The Raiders now 2-2, riding high after the Saints going to 2-0. Felt good. Uh-oh. Offense didn't do nothing against the New England Patriots, and they struggled offensively against Buffalo.
Yeah, man, we get Josh Allen some love for the MVPs. Oh, it's Mahomes and Russell Wilson. What about Josh Allen? He's 4-0. No one thought Buffalo was going to be 4-0. Mm-hmm. We all knew Kansas City was going to be good, 4-0, 3-1, whatever they want. Russell Wilson, we all know about him. But Josh Allen, give him some love. I would why not play the Buffalo Bills right now. They were playing some really, really good football.
To me, it was a game that the injuries finally caught up. Look, I love Nick Mullins, the Southern Miss product, but they lost 25-20 to visiting Philly. San Francisco just 7 points in the first, 7 points in the third, 6 in the fourth as Jimmy G again sat out for the second straight week. Man, all those injuries at some point have got to keep up, catch up to you, and they did. And for Philly, look, man, that was a game to kind of at least hold the folks at bay over there a little bit because they finally pick up their first win.
Yeah, I quit watching this. Thank you, NXT TakeOver, because this was a snooze fest. 0 points in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Switch, please. Clear the DVR.
Yeah, and that's 0 points by both teams. All right, Jordan and Raphael, let's do it. Two games tonight. Patriots Chiefs move the day back because of the COVID scare. Cam Newton tested positive, the only Patriot that has. So it's New England and KC. Chiefs a 10.5-point favorite here. I like the points. I like the win by KC here.
I do. I mean, Kansas City wins. I probably will cover. This game will probably go over. Hoyer's, he knows the system, so it's not like he's jumping in on the deep end. It'll be a competitive game in the first quarter, and then Kansas City just blows them out. How is Cam Newton the only person?
I have no idea.
That has coach. That is no the idea. Most medical question mark yeah. in 2020.
Yeah, I'm with you. Finally, 7:50 kickoff on ESPN. That Patriots-Chiefs game, 6:05 kickoff on CBS. Falcons and Packers. Green Bay only a 6-point favorite here. I'm kind of hoping the Falcons lead in the fourth and blow it again.
I think we're just going to see a lot of points. And I know Green Bay has no one to throw it to. I have no idea who the wide receivers are because everyone's on the injured reserve. I think the Packers win this game, but boy, would I love to see the Falcons win just so I can see you guys sweat and watch them win on Monday.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. The Saints got to catch up to the Packers, so I guess I kind of want Atlanta to win, huh? But then it would only be one behind the Saints. I don't know. I guess you never want Atlanta to win. I hear you. Raphael, as always, man, I appreciate it. Anything to keep an eye on when Major League Baseball Division Series now start?
A little shocked in the low total. The Yankee game, only 7. The Yankees' bats could put up 7 in 2 innings. I'm totally blown away.
All right. Astros, A's, Yankees, Rays today. Who do you like in the Astros Athletics Series?
I can't cheer for the Asterix.
Okay.
Give me Oakland.
Oh, the Asterix. I see what you did there. BSI Knox Sports. Way to follow on Twitter. Go check them out on Instagram as well. Rafael Esparza. Thank you, sir.
Take it easy, guys.
When we come back, defense. Jordan, you got a little something for me on defense. When we come back, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. It's been shining down
upon me now. Realize. Saunders and Chabe are attorneys at law have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabe through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabe specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabe at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabe, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
Get in on all of the football action with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app now and use code GREENY. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. That's code GREENY only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hiring is challenging, especially with everything else you have to consider today. But there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. That place is ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
DieHard batteries are reliable in the coldest of weather. Durable no matter what Mother Nature throws their way. Powerful in the face of rain, sleet, or snow. And they're available at Advance Auto Parts with free testing and free installation. No appointment necessary. And this month, enter to win $10,000 and a virtual meet and greet with the Dan Le Batard Show. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. Text Le Batard to 77333 to enter. Limit one entry per day. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Like five, he was like, man, I ain't go to sleep. I'm like, you know, but nobody cares. At the end of the day, we still got to do what we got to do. So, you know, we got past that and came out here and we were able to get a win.
Jordan, could you be up 5 a.m. ready to go and still come in and do the show?
I meant
5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess if you paid me enough.
Okay.
I mean, I'd do anything.
If I paid you enough, huh? So the fact that the Saints battled all that, went through all of that, that shouldn't be something to be.
How much are they getting paid?
Wow, really? That's where you're gonna go with?
I'm just saying, like,
wow.
You asked me if mm-hmm. I could do it, if I could stay up till five.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I had to go through all that and get my money, yeah, I'd do it. I mean, it's just another day in the life on the job.
Sean Payne was asked, is it a valuable experience to go what they did over the last 24 hours?
Look, it's you know, on the road, it's just one of those games you're proud of your team, you know, and it's this game, you know, it'll test you from an adversity standpoint. I think this year is going to be that way for a lot of us. New England's going to have to travel tomorrow, play a game tomorrow night, and quite honestly, no one really cares. And I mean that in a good way. There's far more other things that are important that we're suffering from than to hear about we were up till one or that's just the way it is this season. And so we have to understand that and then just be ready to still get ready to play our best game. And I thought that was important today, and our guys did that.
That is an interesting thing. New England is traveling today. They're going in the morning to get to KC and do that. So they're not spending the night. You know, like I sent you the picture. You know me. I'm a plane geek. I mean, the team took off over the house at 2:30 on Saturday on their way over to Detroit. But Patriots flying to KC today to play KC today.
Before we get to Earl, I just want to shout out all the local media reporters who stayed up throughout the night updating everybody on what was going on with those cases. They did a great job.
I mean, man, that's right.
Keeping up with all of
that. No doubt. Final bite, and we'll go to the caller.
Yeah, listen, it is what it is. You know, I'm proud of how we got ready to play despite some of the challenges. And, there's 7, 8, 10 of us up at past 1 in the morning, and that's the way it is. Took them a while to get the point of care test here.
Earl, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover, sir. How are you?
Hey, Gus, it's a little better Monday morning for me and y'all guys. I don't know about Jordan, but it's a good Monday morning. Hey, Gus, if I could do a two-part real quick for the Saints and LSU, I might have been jumping a gun and being a little harsh Monday morning quarterback last week, but, man, look, I know it's the Lions, and I know it's Vandy, and I didn't realize the players the Saints had out before the game. I was coming back from my hunt camp. I didn't even get to see much of the game. But a win's a win, man, and for LSU, get these guys some reps, these freshmen. Look like they played a little better, even though it's Vandy and the Saints with Sanders and Smith and the defense. Playing a little better. I mean, I don't care who we're playing right now. Gus, a win is a win, man, and we get better each week. I think we can have a pretty good season going on, buddy.
You know, I think one of the things that does stand out, man, that you bring up. But it's a very, it's a true statement, right? A win is a win. It is. And look, you just need a win, right? Don't you? I mean, when it's a situation like this, I mean, you listen to the show. I mean, if not, you talk to people around. Everyone's a little concerned. Can Drew do this? Does Drew have it? And all these different things. You're a little worried. So a win makes it feel better. A win in which you see 100-plus yards on the ground is great. A win in which you see the defense make a key play. Patrick Robinson's interception was huge, right? Saw a couple of big stops. You finally saw a sack by Cam Jordan. Three sacks, finally, by the team. Trey Hendrickson continues to play well in the absence of Marcus Davenport. I think even when Davenport comes back with the toe and the elbow, I think Hendrickson has earned, you know, snaps for sure. And I think they'll continue to rotate them. They did that a little bit last year, but Hendrickson's been able to play, and Yamada getting a sack as well. So it was nice to sort of see that. Still being victimized by the tight ends, and you're still blowing some coverages. But again, overall, just get a win. A win is tough to get in the NFL. I mean, we joke about it every week, Earl, with the Atlanta Falcons this year. They had two wins. They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. I mean, that's what they do. But it's hard. It's hard to close things out, win, and go home. And at the end of the day, when you have Super Bowl expectations and the Packers are undefeated and Seattle's undefeated, get a win. Just get a win. How you get it? Get a win, come home, and we'll work on next week.
Hey, Gus, real quick, the injuries. I know we had a lot yesterday. I was listening on 870. I was able to get service. Are any of them, like, really, really bad? Because I know Ramczyk, and I'm worried about a punt returner guy because,
Deontay
man,
Harris.
He helped out so much special teams. Is any of these injuries we have to be worried about? Or these guys,
you know, you're not going to get told anything, and Sean didn't mention anything today. So Wednesday, when the injury report comes out, you'll get your first in terms that they have to disclose what the injury is. So we'll know what's wrong with Ramczyk, what's wrong with Harris, and why Justin Hardy went out as well. Those are two big special teamers, as you mentioned. Look, I guess it's the best option, and I get it, but my goodness, as important as Alvin Kamara is, and I guess you did it that day, but I'm wondering if Harris can't return kicks, if that's the best option for you. Only because I don't need Alvin Kamara injured on returning punts and kicks. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that that's not a bad thing because he can score for you, but he is your offensive guy that moves everything. So I don't know who's after that or who I would want to use, whether it's a receiver or anything of that nature. But, you know, again, and I'm not saying that Harris isn't going. I don't know. I just, in the game yesterday, Harris went out and Kamara was the one fielding punts.
Well, hey, Gus, y'all have a good week. Hello, I'm sorry to hear about your Cubbies, buddy, but my Yankees are still in it. So go Yanks tonight. Y'all have a good week, Gus. Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Here, 7:07, first pitch, Yankees Rays on TBS. Astros Athletics 3:07 over on TBS. My dad's a Yankees fan, so that's fine. I'm with you. I'm on board on that. Uptown Ruler, thanks for giving us a call, sir. How are you?
Hey, man. The Falcons ought to change their coach's name to Dan Gwynn.
Oh, no.
Because they play football like girls, just like the Cowboys. They should be in the same league with the Cowboys.
That NFC East is not good right now, is it?
No, that's why I said they should be in the same league with the Cowboys, because both of them play like girls.
Well, I don't know. That might be insulting to girls. I've seen some tackle football leagues, you know, which is pretty good.
Well, I'll tell you what. I tell you what, if the girls go against him, I'll bet my money on the girls.
Somebody would bet on the girls, yes. There's no doubt about it. The NFC East, by the way, Eagles 1-2, Washington 1-3, Dallas 1-3, the Giants are 0-4. That's incredible.
Right.
Yikes.
Right, that is the Giants 0-4.
One of those teams will be in the playoffs, by the way. Just think about that.
I don't think it's going to be the Cowboys or the Giants. I think it's going to be the Eagles. The Eagles going to be in there.
Yeah, look, the Eagles beat the
49ers.
Right. The Eagles won 2-1. They probably should have won that game against Cincy. And I still think they got talent in there. Good. But, man, I tell you, that is a bad division, you know? And then you got, of course, two teams with three wins.
In the North. Well, who's in the North?
North, it's Packers at 3-0, a chance to go 4-0 tonight. Bears are 3-1. Lions and Vikings 1-3.
Right, and then you got the West. You got the West with
Seattle
with
4-0.
Seattle,
3-1.
Arizona.
Cardinals and Niners are 2-2.
Right. The Cardinals. How long did Garoppolo gonna be out?
I think Shanahan talked about it after the game, and I want to say that he's optimistic that he'll come back next week. Jimmy G.
Oh no, I wanted him to be. I wanted him to be out for the Saints.
Like the Niners?
Maybe. Yeah, I wanted the Garoppolo to be out.
Dude, that's not until November 15th. That's
I was hoping. Well, somebody will wind up breaking his leg.
Oh wow! Hey,
I hope.
No, we don't hope for that. Hey, what daiquiri did you have yesterday as we let you go?
I had Long Island tea. But I'm saying this, all right? I don't wish no player get hurt. But the thing is, I'm not wishing that.
Okay.
But I would want that. Okay. So we could beat them.
All right, you could send them over a daiquiri.
No more Eric Karma. Thank you. Appreciated.
Thanks.
There he goes.
Thanks. I'm out.
Rules uptown with an iron daiquiri.
Long Island iced tea.
800-998-1003. This is a serious question. Bill O'Brien. How is he? He was asked this morning, are you on a hot seat?
There's a report in NFL media last night. You told the team you've done a horrible job of coaching. What kind of job do you think you've done so far? And if you don't turn it around, are you worried about losing your job?
First off, after the game, I try to keep that stuff between us and the team. I mean, obviously with where we're at, we have to do a better job coaching. Relative to the last question, John, I don't have any control. All I can control is what I can control, and I've got to do a better job with the team. I mean, that's obvious, and we're going to work hard to do that. And, so relative to, things that I talk about with the team, I just try to keep that between me and the team, as best as I can.
What do you think?
Sounds like a winner.
Wow. Again, I'm not going to wow you. I've been calling for that guy. I have no idea how that got. I love Deshaun Watson. You have J.J. Watt, Deshaun Watson. You had talent on that team. They just, year after year, it's literally the one thing. Oh, this is the year. This is the year. No, it's not. Bill O'Brien was asked also, conference call, Zoom this morning. How's that team morale going at 0-4?
Look, I think where we are is not good, obviously, but I do think that we have good leadership on this team, and we have guys that work hard, and they believe in each other, and I think they feel like we're close, and we just need to get a win. But no, I'm not worried about the morale. I'm just I think we have good guys that understand what we have to do to try to dig ourselves out of it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Deshaun Watson was asked yesterday, how does it feel like to be 0-4?
At the end of the day, it is what it is. I mean, yep. We're 0-4. You got to keep fighting, keep pushing forward, And that's it. But for me personally, I'm not going to let it take my joy. I'm going to continue to live life, continue to work my ass off, continue to come in here every day and play football. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, my joy, my spirit, my smile, my energy, the love of the game is still going to continue to be there. So that's how I see it.
There you go. What you think of that, Jordan? Sound good?
Is what it is.
Yep, is what it is. Yeesh. 800-998-1003. We'll take your phone calls on the rest of the NFL as well. 35-29, the Saints win. LSU win. Tiger fans, do you feel better about Miles Brennan? 337 yards, 4 TDs, only 1 interception. John Emery, 12 carries, 103 yards, and a TD. 3 sacks, 2 interceptions by the defense. Next up, Battle of Tigers will face Missouri. Hour 2 is brought to you by Vinny's, 3217 Ridgely Drive in Metairie. We'll be there on Thursday. When we come back, it's time to address it. What happened last night? Lakers lost! Uh-oh, the sky is falling. What Brian Windhorst feels, how LeBron is feeling today. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Once again,
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Ram Power Days event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Hi, this is Trip Lee with AC Ambulance. It's been a hot summer and it's not over yet. I bet there are a lot of you whose AC could not keep up with temperature humidity control. If you fit into this category or just need a checkup, repair, or a heat load calculation, call AC Ambulance. We've been in business since 1979. We proudly sell Daikin backed by a 12-year parts and labor warranty and the best financing in the business. So don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. It's 467-1400 or check us out online at acambulance.com.
Etel Business, your business, our priority. Business is fast, so you need to stay ahead with internet, phone, and Wi-Fi that's even faster. For a limited time, when you purchase two business services, you get 3 months free. That means your business is backed by Etel's reliable network, powered by local experts. Save now on the speed you need to run your business and get 3 months free with two or more services. Call 798-7952 or visit etelbusiness.com. Etel Business, your business, our priority.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. Game balls, pats on the back. And who needs to have a seat next to head coach Sean Payton? He's gotten a couple of responses. Jordan will wrap up the hour with a few more after we touch on the 115-104 Miami Heat win in the NBA Finals. Lakers still have a 2-1 series win. Jimmy Butler, the star last night, if you watched it, triple-double, and he joins the NBA Finals lore by doing so. Butler finished with 40 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. And again, that is without Bam Adebayo. Goran Dragic is still unable to play because of injury. Unbelievable. It was the third 40-point triple-double in Finals history. Butler was 14 of 20 from the field, and the Heat had to earn that one because they surrendered a double-digit lead early in the fourth and then held on as LeBron and then made a run there towards the final. Jimmy Butler, though, again, did what he had to do. Got in there, got the win. Jimmy Butler on the win.
We won. I could care less about, you know, a triple-double. We played this game to win. I'm glad my teammates got a lot of trust and faith in me to go out there in a hoop like that. But like I always say, if you guarantee me a win, I could care less.
LeBron and AD, double digits for them. No one else in the starting lineup got double digits. Oh. Now, Markieff Morris, 19. Kuzma had 19. As I saw yesterday what was trending, I mean, he got 19. I was surprised,
did
though.
You see what actually happened at the very end of the game?
Well, no, but what I was going to get to, Jordan, is that somebody has started a the online petition.org or whatever it's called, for Kuzma to not get a ring. Mm. Say he doesn't deserve it.
Is this the same guy that said he would shoot the ball if
over
God?
Was, Jesus, yeah. H himself, yes. Jesus of the Cristo. To be guarding him. He'd shoot it over him.
I saw a few games ago.
He was very
he couldn't
confident.
Make a mid-range open shot.
Well, that's because Jesus wasn't guarding him. LeBron on the loss.
You have an opportunity, and if you don't make the most of it, then you come back the next time. I mean, it's not like, the series wasn't over if we won tonight. And we know for sure that Miami is never going to quit, no matter if we won tonight and they're going into a game 4 or 3-1. I know how resilient that bunch is and how resilient their coaching staff is and their franchise. So, I don't ever feel like we went into it and haven't, let our guard down. And also, I don't feel like we're concerned. We're not concerned. We know we can play a lot better. I mean, we have another opportunity to take a commanding lead on Tuesday, so you rush that opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason to worry. Doris Burke after the game.
If I'm Frank Vogel, I know exactly where I'm going on the film. Multiple times where LeBron and AD don't make it above the free throw line. Those are my two first teamers. Those are the two who set the tone. A level of desperation must be required from them. I go back to the story on .com today with Zach Lowe. They hold each other accountable. Should be some hard discussions this evening.
Relax, Doris. They're doing it for you. They're doing it for ratings. They want to at least get five games in, not four. They just took a lackadaisical approach on. We'll hear from Wendy in a second. Cornell, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. Sir, what do you have?
Yeah, I wanted to say that the sit-em has to be Andrew's Pete.
Oh,
he needs
okay.
to stay sitting down. And also, the pat on the back, I got to give it to the defensive backs because they did a great job without losing two starting corners. And the game ball itself would be to the running backs because I think they carried the team.
42 carries, man, 164 yards. I love how Sean Payton's using Latavius Murray this year, huh?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's about time, though.
Right. No, I hear you. Believe me, a lot of I text at least 10 people yesterday. Oh, if they only would have gone with this approach against the Vikings last year.
Even with the Raiders, like Latavius Murray,
even with
those carries.
Three carries, man. He had three.
Yeah.
He's
supposed to get some carries against his former team. He got two.
Three. He had three. Anyway, I'll let it go.
Calm down, Mr. Doomsday in hindsight.
No, it's not Doomsday. Again, I was correctly jiffing the scenario. I mean, let's ask Cornell. When it was 14-0 and the Saints have run a whopping
after
one offensive
After 2 minutes.
Play, exactly. Well, two minutes of football. Cornell hadn't even gotten to his chips or his beer or nothing, and it's 14-0. Cornell, were you confident?
Okay. I'm going to tell you like this. I've been watching the Saints for a long time.
Okay.
And every week they give up a touchdown in like first drive or something.
All right.
So that wasn't too much of a coincidence. Now them scoring the second touchdown, they got the ball at like the 18-yard line.
Yep.
It's kind of pretty confident you're gonna score something there, so you're gonna already be down right away.
Okay.
But the Saints always tend to the defense picks it up after that first or second drive, and then they play better. So I was confident in them being able to come back because they scored at least 28 points.
Okay, so it was me. I was Chicken Little. All right, well, Cornell not only said he was confident, but he gave us reasons why. See, that's a good phone call, Jordan.
I wonder when we get back from COVID, when everything's back to normal, are media members allowed to go into the lower section of the stadium, of the Superdome, Mercedes-Benz Superdome? Like, are they allowed to?
Where are you going with this?
I'm going with... Maybe next time the Saints are down 14-0, I could go interview some fans.
Uh-huh.
Say, are you nervous? That way we won't get a skewed opinion.
Okay, so you want to be able to get live at? Well, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Next time we go, well, hopefully you don't go down 14-0 again. But if that happens, why don't you? That could be something you could do during the games. Go ahead and tweet out there who's nervous and who's not.
Who's nervous? Yes or no?
Exactly. Bull. Thank you, Cornell. Appreciate the phone call, sir. Have a good week.
You're welcome. Y'all too.
All right, Brian Windhorse. A Lakers panicking. Do you think they're panicking?
No.
Are you panicking? Is Travis panicking?
No, LeBron doesn't panic. I would say that, you know, he was tweeting about the Browns-Cowboys game about 3 hours before tip-off.
True.
This is a man who for a decade put his phone essentially in a vault during the playoffs. I think he was pretty comfortable with where the Lakers were. But I think maybe they got a little too comfortable in this game. They won game two. Relatively easy. I know it was 10 points, but they were never under threat in that game. And then when they heard that Adebayo and Dragic were out again, I'm sure that they thought that less than an A-level effort would get it done. And they came out and looked like that in the first quarter where they had 10 turnovers. Anthony Davis got benched with foul trouble, and they were still only down 3 points.
See, there you go.
See, everything they just said,
what?
I feel like is wrong. Is wrong with the NBA.
Hey, what?
You're not going to
no
give 100% of your effort in
why?
An NBA finals, even if two got
no.
key players are
not
out?
Not at all. Not at all. That's how it works. That's how it works. Because you know what? This then allows them, as we wrap up hour number two, to come in and have a dominant game four and then be able to say, oh, look at the greatness. And then we bounced back. And then back. Our backs are against the wall and we were called out and challenged and we had to come out and show up. Tired storyline. That's hour two. Brought to you by Vinny's 3217 Rich Lake Drive. I can't even enjoy the fact they lost. I can't. It's a Sports Hangover Hour 3. Next on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up? We're here to help. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $32.99. Plus a $10 bonus reward if you're an AutoZone Rewards member. Not a member? Don't worry. You can sign up fast right here in store or on AutoZone.com. Getting the job done just got easier. Terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
College football, it's the game you wake up early on Saturdays for. Even though kickoff isn't until 7. The game where the Goodyear blimp becomes a Hall of Famer. The game that goes just beyond school, spirit, fandom, or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen. As long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
Redbox has something for everyone, along with a new comedy that can't be missed. The King of Staten Island, starring Pete Davidson, is now available at the box and streaming on demand. Directed by Judd Apatow, The King of Staten Island is laugh-out-loud funny, but will surprise you with a truly heartfelt story. It also features an all-star cast starring Marissa Tomei, Bill Burr, Steve Buscemi, and more. Rent The King of Staten Island tonight, along with other new movies at Redbox. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The devastation caused by Hurricane Laura was unprecedented. You can prevent additional damage by making a free call to 811 a few days before you dig or disturb the ground in any way. Calling 811 helps protect you from unintentional consequences caused by digging into underground utility lines. After calling 811, wait the required time, confirm all marks, and then dig with care. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law. This message provided by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region. It's